اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor to share with you another dua of the Quranic duas, is number 36, to illuminate your days. And this is once again another of those great duas from the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is our role model. He is the role model for all of mankind. Allah made him an imam for all of mankind. So we have covered a number of his duas. This is again another beautiful dua, full of depth and meaning. In this dua, Ibrahim alayhi salam is invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mercy, by recognizing his lordship and sovereignty. Twice the word Rabbana is repeated, and then he is also invoking, calling upon Allah by invoking two of his most beautiful names, that Allah is Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim, the mighty, the one who cannot be defeated, and Al-Hakim, the wise. So, and he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by invoking this, so that he does not subject us, he doesn't punish us, nor does he allow the enemies to punish us. When that happens, it becomes a fitna for the disbelievers. Because when Allah punishes us, and when Allah lets the disbelievers, the oppressors, to persecute us, it may turn the kuffar away from the straight path, because they think now they have won, they are on the truth, because Allah has caused the believers to suffer. So this is a beautiful dua, very, very relevant for our times, because Muslims are going through very critical times. Persecution here, persecution there, oppression here, oppression there. So let's read this dua and continue to do so, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make us a trial for the disbelievers. Because by subjecting us to continuous persecution, and also Allah sending out his punishment on us, we may become a distraction, we may become lead others away from the straight path, because they think we are on the wrong path. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilladhina kafaru waghfir lana ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا. ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا. ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Our Lord, make us not a trial for those who disbelieve, and forgive us. Our Lord, truly you are the mighty, the wise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to turn to him always in remembrance and seek his mercy and forgiveness and blessings. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.